It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, December 5th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Just a reminder, Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, continues. You can sign up through February 4th, and when you do, 90 days access to all content from the day you sign up. More details coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today, the fractured West. I'm talking about the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine, which is actually a proxy war between Russia and NATO, which is mainly the United States kind of telling Europe what to do, quite frankly. But the European allies are growing disquiet, shall we say. We told you last week that high-ranking European politicians upset at the Biden administration and accusing the U.S. of being the only nation to profit from what is going on in that conflict. Now Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is warning that European policies calling for mass joint borrowing by members of the European Union to prop up Ukraine will have devastating consequences. The Hungarian leader told a television program, Good Morning Hungary, that EU sanctions on Russian energy have already failed, that Russia is making more money because of higher prices for oil and gas, and that, quote, not only our children, but also our grandchildren will suffer the consequences, end quote, of a mass borrowing scheme. What's more, Orban believes further sanctions on Russian gas and oil are already doomed, and he said, we do not want the European Union to become a community or group of jointly indebted states instead of a community of cooperating member states. Highlighted that Ukraine has now found itself in a situation where it is really no longer functioning as an independent nation. And while it needs help, Orban said, it is not for Brussels, meaning the European Union, to tell member states what they should do here. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, announced he's seeking to ban all religions with ties to Russia. This is directed at the Russian Orthodox Church. Millions of Ukrainians identify as Russian Orthodox. He claimed a series of recent raids by Kyiv's intelligence found Orthodox churches, which remain connected with the Moscow Patriarchate, have been acting as operatives for the Kremlin. So Zelensky's instructed his security forces to target Russian Orthodox parishes. Now, about two-thirds of Ukrainians identify as Eastern Orthodox. About 15% say that they identify as Russian Orthodox. But bear in mind that survey was only conducted in areas controlled by the government in Kyiv, which means nothing really east of the Dnieper River. This is going to cause a split, a further split between Ukrainians of, say, Polish and Ukrainian descent and those in the Russian-speaking regions in the east. Topic number 4, where are the jobs? Inconsistencies in the statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics here in the United States can only be explained as political activism inside the BLS. On Friday, the closely followed establishment survey, which is one of the two surveys that make up the official unemployment numbers released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, came in above expectations at 263,000. This is above the 200,000 new jobs expected. This is the record seventh consecutive month where jobs reportedly beat expectations. However, the BLS appears to have a single laser-minded focus, which is to make the Democratic establishment in Washington, D.C. look as good as possible. You can see on the chart behind me here, the graph, the green lines showing the establishment survey, which is what companies report to the BLS in terms of number of people on the payrolls. Unfortunately, some of those are people who are working multiple part-time jobs, and they're counted twice or even three times in the surveys, as these employers don't always know about their employees' other side hustles. The blue bar represents the household survey, when they contact homeowners' households and find out how many report being out of work. You can see there's quite a difference between the growth represented by the establishment survey and the blue contraction in the number of jobs shown by the household survey. Somehow, according to the establishment survey, both the construction and manufacturing sectors showed robust job growth when other markers like the household survey and ADP's payroll report showed that those two sectors dropped more than 100,000 jobs in November. The gap between the household and establishment surveys was about 401,000. Again, the establishment survey showed a growth of about 263,000, whereas the household survey showed a contraction. People leaving the workforce, about 138,000, more than 400,000 gap. But this gap has been growing ever since March. Well, what happened in March? Well, it was the run-up to the midterm elections, of course. So the official number, the establishment survey, reported by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, quite a bit different from what the household numbers are reporting. And as of November 30th, that gap between those two figures is now 2.7 million workers who may only exist somewhere on a spreadsheet inside the Bureau of Labor Statistics, possibly somebody with a political axe to grind. This chart here really confirms all you need to know about the data integrity of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. According to the BLS, since March of this year, the economy has added about 2.7 million jobs. The household survey shows it's actually about 12,000. It's like my dad used to say, figures don't lie, but liars can figure. Topic number three, California dreaming. Speaking of large numbers, California taxpayers could be on the hook for as much as $223,200. That's for each descendant of slavery living in the Golden State. This is the recommendation of a nine-member reparations task force established by California Governor Gavin Newsom. They've been focusing on ways to counter the claimed housing discrimination. Overall reparations would cost approximately $569 billion. $569 billion to compensate the 2.5 million black Californians for setbacks between 1933 and 1977. Bear in mind, the state's entire expenditure for 2021 was only $513 billion. State's trying to figure out how they might be able to come up with the $569 billion required to make these payments, some suggesting tuition and housing grants, others suggesting cash. Final figures will be released in a 2023 report. Bear in mind, and then the state legislature would have to try to figure out what to do with this. Bear in mind that the panel has also identified four other reasons for reparations: mass incarceration, unjust property seizures, devaluation of black businesses, and health care. This $223,200 figure per descendant of slaves only applies to housing discrimination. So this $569 billion figure may get a lot bigger before it's all said and done. Good luck with that. Topic number two, Musk and Twitter. Elon Musk is not the savior, but he sure is making Twitter a lot more entertaining. If you're on social media, and specifically on Twitter, it's getting pretty entertaining, pretty fun to watch. He says more smoking guns are on the way after Friday's release of internal communications from Twitter's files regarding the alleged censoring of the New York Post's story about Hunter Biden's laptop, the so-called laptop from hell. Musk made this announcement during a Saturday Q&A session on Twitter Spaces. Journalist Matt Taibbi published these internal documents on a long Twitter string Friday night, showing how top executives inside Twitter handled censorship decisions around the 2020 election. The bottom line is, it does appear that Democrats were treated favorably. Nothing that surprises any of us who've been watching with anything close to objectivity over the last few years. But here's the thing. While it's pretty clear the Democrats were the beneficiaries of decisions made by Twitter's censorship team, we shouldn't get caught up in this distraction. Yes, it can be frustrating to think that the playing field is not level, that the deck is stacked against you. But remember, the playing field in the natural realm has been stacked against Christians since about 32 AD. Here's the thing. On the playing field that matters, the one for eternity, the one who spoke the universe into creation is behind us. The Good Shepherd is right behind us with a rod and a staff ready to administer a cosmic beatdown. So while these nations rage and imagine a vain thing, the one who sits on a throne looks down and laughs in derision. So let's not be distracted. Just remember that 12 men against the might of the Roman Empire in the first century literally changed the world because God was on their side. And they remembered which game they were playing. We only think the field is stacked against us when we forget and start playing the wrong game. Coming up, dogs love trucks, maybe a little too well. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Ali Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in SkyWatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary. The many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek. How the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in 3 brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before-digitally-released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one, the reckless driver had four legs. Police in Texas apprehended a reckless driver last week Thursday. Turned out to be a dog who crashed into two cars in a Walmart parking lot. According to the police department in Kilgore, Texas, one of the victims noticed the suspect barreling down on him, but couldn't get out of the way, and was shocked to see that the driver was, in fact, a dog. Investigation revealed that the canine was sitting in an unoccupied vehicle waiting on his family while they went shopping. He apparently suffered from some separation anxiety and bounced around the cab in the truck, setting it in motion. According to police, the dog was wearing a leash. It's believed that the leash caught on the parking brake and released it, and there was some damage to the steering column, which allowed him to put the truck into neutral and he was off. Or it could be that he just saw a squirrel. It happens every time. Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, Exposing the Darkness. It is on now. You can get instant access. And this time around, we set this up the right way. When you sign up, you get 90 days access to all the content from the day you sign up. So essentially, you are setting the schedule for this conference. You decide which presentations you want to watch in what order. Tom Horn, Carl Gallops, Joel Richardson, Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Casper McLeod, Dr. Egal German, Dr. Mike Spalding, a couple of new names there, Mondo De La Vega, Dr. Judd Burton, many of your favorite speakers with some fascinating topics. Don't miss it. You get 90 days access to all of those, plus all six feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films, full HD on your screen. Just cast it with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, and again, you get immediate access. Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, sign up now, defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. We're in the middle of a six-week special series on the new three-book, three-volume set by Tom Horn, Allie Anderson, and Donna Howell, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. I mean, if you're watching this program, there's a good chance you know that the Bible is all about Jesus, the Messiah, and his return, but it goes deeper than most of us have been taught. He is literally in every book of the Bible, and this three-volume set just scratches the surface, or rather the programs scratch the surface of what's in the three-volume set. Our broadcast program over the air is broadcast all over the country. You can find the schedule, networks, times, dates at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can watch it right now on your TV. If you've got a set-top box, Roku, Apple TV, we've got apps for those. Just download those, add that to your set-top box, and you're good to go. You can also download our free app, which brings the programs, plus important news updates three times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events right to your smartphone or tablet. But then using Chromecast or AirPlay, you can cast it to the big screen wirelessly. This gets you all of our content, the main program, Simply His, the women's program, and these daily news updates delivered to you every single day. We've got new content coming your way just about 6 days a week, and it's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. We have links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.